This is BOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There was tear gas fired and water cannons sprayed on thousands of Hong Kong protesters Sunday, as many people wearing masks in defiance of the emergency law staged an illegal march through the Kowloon district. The area has been the site of some of the worst violence in recent weeks, and a tight security has been imposed along the march route, with metro stations closed and police placing water cannons along the street. The pro-democracy demonstrators continue to defy the authorities, who have forbidden any type of large gathering in the semi-autonomous region. Resident Avery Ng says that that's exactly the type of thing that it's motivated the protests so far. Residents are angry at Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam for what they see as her failure to protect their freedoms from an encroaching Beijing, imposing colonial-era emergency powers and allowing what they say is excessive force by police. In a series of tweets Saturday night, U.S. President Trump said he was canceling plans to hold the next G7 summit at a golf resort he owns in Miami, Florida. Earlier this week, the president had confirmed plans to hold the summit at the Trump National Doral. He blamed the media and Democrats for opposing that deal. Turkish-backed Syrian fighters clashed with Kurdish-led forces in several parts of northeastern Syria Saturday, with some crossing the border from Turkey to attack a village. A war monitor said both sides blamed each other for fighting that has rattled the U.S.-brokered ceasefire that occurred just this past week. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson grudgingly asked the European Union late Saturday to delay Brexit after the British Parliament postponed a decision on whether to back his divorce deal. But the defiant Johnson also made clear that he personally opposed delaying the UK's exit scheduled for October 31st. A law passed by Parliament last month set a late-night deadline for the government to send a letter asking the EU for a three-month postponement if lawmakers had not approved an agreement with the bloc by Saturday. Johnson made clear that he was making the request under duress. The letter requesting an extension was not signed. It was accompanied by a second letter signed by Johnson, arguing that delay would damage the interests of the UK and other EU partners. Meanwhile, there were protests against exiting the EU. The leader of the House of Commons, Jacob Rees-Mogg, said that the government would hold a debate on Monday on its Brexit implementing legislation, effectively a second attempt to secure approval for that deal. It is unclear whether that would be allowed under the House of Commons rules against holding repeated votes on the very same question. Rees-Mogg said that he would make a ruling on Monday. Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said on Saturday that his U.S. counterpart, President Donald Trump, called him to express his solidarity following an attempt to arrest a drug kingpin's son that prompted a wave of violence in the northwestern city of Culiacán. Cartel gunmen surrounded about 35 police and National Guards on Thursday in the capital of Sinaloa State and made them free the Ovidio Guzman, who one of the jailed drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman's dozen or so children, after his brief detention, set off widespread gun battles and a jailbreak that stunned the country. Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission confirmed on Saturday that it has delayed the planned release of preliminary results of the September 28th presidential polls. The commission's chief, Hawa Alam Nuristani, made the widely anticipated announcement at a late evening news conference in Kabul on the day the commission was supposed to officially deliver the first results. Nuristani apologized to the Afghans for not being able to meet the deadline, but she defended the decision to delay the results, saying it will further ensure the transparency of the electoral process and restore the people's confidence in it. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.